And our final story, the Iraqi Prime Minister has ordered the Air Force to provide support to Kurdish Peshmerga forces battling the ISIL Takfiri militants. That's happening in the north of the country. Now, according to the Army, Nur al-Maliki issued orders to both the Air Force and Army aviation units to join the offensive against ISIL terrorists. Earlier, Kurdish fighters in Syria crossed the border to help Iraqi Kurds fight the ISIL militants. Syria's Democratic Union Party fighters are now engaging militants in Iraq's Sinjar and Rabia towns. They are among towns overrun by the ISIL militants over the weekend. The ISIL attacks drove out Kurdish Peshmerga forces and forced thousands of Kurds to flee. Russian Cyclone is a correspondent who joins us from Baghdad to shed more light on this story. Russian, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it a couple of weeks ago where the Iraqi Prime Minister actually came out and said that, and Masoud Barzani had quite a bit of reaction on this, but he said that the Kurdistan region is housing some of these ISIL militants, and we know how angry Masoud Barzani got. And now here we are, it looks like the ISIL has gone and engaged with the Peshmerga forces. Can you clarify this whole situation for us?
Well, this is what's important about this decision that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki just took today about the Iraqi Air Force supporting the Peshmerga fighters. It is a very important decision because it is putting aside all the differences that are between al-Maliki and Barzani and all the differences that are between the KRG and the central government in Baghdad and just unite the efforts to eliminate terrorism from the country. We know that the ISIL is not only now threatening the Iraqi central government or the Arabs in Iraq, it is also now threatening the Kurds as well, as it is approaching to the borders, or if we can call it borders, of the KRG. So it is very important at this stage that the Peshmerga fighters and the Iraqi army would stand united side by side and stand to fight the ISIL first, and then central government and the KRG government can solve their problems. We know that the Kurdistan regional government was exporting the oil wells, the oils from the KRG abroad to Washington. We've seen a week ago and before to Israel without the consent or without telling the Baghdad government. But this was all forgotten when the problem came to terrorism and terrorists attacking the country. So this is mainly what's important about this step. And we've seen for the past few days that the Peshmerga fighters were fighting alongside the Iraqi army, and the Iraqi army was, this is the decision was taken today, but the Iraqi army was and the Iraqi Air Force was last night, all night long, helping the Peshmerga fighters and launching air raids in the areas where to pave the way for the Peshmerga fighters to go inside the Sinjar, the area that have been witnessing clashes and have ground operations there. So this is the decision is only emphasizing what the Iraqi army was doing last night and is continuing to do. And I think that this is very important to forget all the differences and disputes between the two and start working for the sake of the country. This is really uniting the efforts for the sake of the country to be able to fight terrorism. And once we eliminate terrorism from the country, they can sit on one table and negotiate the differences that they have. But now this is a very important step, a very optimistic step for the KRG and the central government in Iraq to really cooperate among each other to eliminate the terrorism that is that has put the country in a deadly crisis and that is terrorizing the Iraqi people.
Thank you very much for that, indeed.